Marcus, and this is a podcast about the Underground Railroad, which was a large amount of people who hid, fed, and helped slaves in an effort to get them to be free. The podcast will detail the Jarl Plantation, Great Dismal Swamp, the Johnson House, Harriet Tubman's House, Priceville, and St. Catherine. This will cost about $7,220. Wikipedia is where I got most of the information. The Jarl Plantation has a lot of history. The plantation was founded by Eli Whitney in 1793. 1847, John Fitzgerald built the first permanent structures on the property. Benjamin Richard Gerald expanded the plantation by adding a steam sawmill, congen, grist mill, shingle mill, and a planter. Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin, which is a machine that strains out cotton seeds on the plantation in 1793. Also, in 1974, the plantation was handed over to the Georgian government. The plantation is located in East Juliet, Georgia. After visiting the Jarl Plantation for about 5 hours, get on Jarl Plantation Road, then turn right onto Round Oak Juliet Road, then turn left onto Monticello Highway, next turn left onto Fullerton Phillips Road, continue straight onto Hillsbury Road, then turn right onto Monticello Road, get onto West Marion Street, then get onto East Sumter Street, then go straight onto Greensboro Road, then turn right onto Interstate 20. Then transfer onto Interstate 95. Midway, you might want to get a hotel in Lumberton. Then turn right onto Highway 64. Then turn left onto South Shiloh Farm Road. Then turn right onto Highway 111. Next, transfer onto Highway 11. Then get onto Highway 13. Then turn right onto Highway 158. Then turn left onto Highway 32. Then turn right onto Daniels Road. Next, turn left onto Desert Road. Turn right onto Corbake Ditch. And finally, turn Forest Line Ditch. Find a hotel. This will take about 8 hours and 43 minutes. Great Dismal Swamp. Some escaped slaves hid and created entire communities in Great Dismal Swamp. So if any slaves wanted to hide in the swamp, they would let them. Great Dismal Swamp is located in North Carolina and Virginia and was an area slaves could hide. All this happened from 1665 to Civil War. After visiting Great Dismal Swamp for about 4 hours, get onto Desert Road and turn right onto White Marsh Road. Then turn right onto Truman Road. Then turn left onto South 6th Street. Then turn right onto Highway 337. Then turn right onto Highway 460. Then get on to Interstate 664. Next get on to Interstate 264. Then get on to Interstate 64. Then turn right onto Highway 13. Then turn right onto Highway 113. Then get onto Highway 1. Midway, you might want to find a hotel in Chesswold. Then turn right onto Interstate 95. Then turn left onto Interstate 76. Then turn right onto Lincoln Highway. Then onto Lincoln Drive. Onto West Johnson Street. Then turn right onto Wayne Avenue. West Washington. And finally onto Germantown. Find a hotel. Johnson House. 5 generations of the Johnson family lived here between 1770 and 1908. In 1777, the Battle of Germantown started. The house bears dents and holes from it. The house was a very important stop on the Underground Railroad. The generations of Johnsons all helped slaves escape. All this happened from 1768 to 1908. After visiting the Johnson House for about 3 hours, find a hotel, then get on Germantown Avenue, then turn right onto East Upsall Street, then turn right onto Limekiln Pike Street, then turn left onto Highway 309, then get onto Interstate 276, then turn right onto Interstate 476, next onto Interstate 81, Southwest Street, then turn onto Highway 90, next turn right onto Highway 54, then turn right onto Highway 38, then turn left onto Forest Hill Drive. Next, turn right onto Almond Drive. Then turn right onto Hickory Lane. Then get onto Forest Hill Drive. Then turn left onto Sandy Beach Road. Next, turn right onto Silver Street. Then right turn right onto Highway 34, find a hotel in Auburn. Harriet's house. Harriet Tubman lived here from 1857 to her death. She turned land she bought into a home of the elderly in 1896. The actual brick house was demolished in 1944, but in 1953 the house got rebuilt. The house had harbored a ton of fugitive slaves. All this happened from 1857 to the Civil War. After visiting Harriet Tubman's house for about 5 hours, get on South Street, then turn left onto Clymer Street, then turn right onto Dunning Avenue, next turn left onto West Clymer Street, then turn right onto Lexington Avenue, then turn left onto Highway 326, next turn right onto Half Acre Road, then turn left onto Highway 20, next turn right onto Highway 318, then turn right onto Ridge Road Bridge, next turn left onto Interstate 90, then turn right onto Interstate 290, then turn right onto Interstate 190, continue straight on into Canada onto Highway 405, get onto Queen Elizabeth Way, get onto Highway 47, then turn right onto Gulf Line, then turn left onto Highway 7, next turn right onto Highway 29, then turn right onto Highway 18, then turn left onto 2 Line, next turn right onto Highway 19, then turn left onto Highway 16, then turn left onto Highway 89, next turn right onto Highway 14, then turn left onto Burnham Road 13, then turn left onto Highway 4, then find a hotel. Priceville. Escaped slaves settled in this site in the 1700s. All that's happened, all that is left of the site is a rebuilt gravesite, but the site is open to the public. This all happened from the 1700s to the 2000s. After visiting Priceville for about 2 hours, get on Highway 4, then turn right onto Durham Road B, next turn right onto Highway 14, then turn left onto Highway 89, then right onto Highway 16, next turn right onto Highway 19, then turn left onto Highway 18, next turn left onto Highway 29, then turn left onto Highway 7, next turn right onto Highway 44, then get onto Highway 1, then turn left onto Highway 407, then turn left onto Highway 77. Find a hotel in St. Catharines. St. Catharines. Lots of slaves escaped to St. Catharines, where they began to live. The population increased drastically in the 1700s due to escaping slaves. This was one of the largest slave settlements in Canada. Lots of conductors for the Underground Railroad lived here. All this happened from the 1700s to the Civil War.